summary of a speech I gave at an in-house event for a law firm the other day, for those who are asking, why do we find it so hard to enjoy being in business today? Four main questions. What do you do? How do you do it? With whom do you do it? And who do you do it for? Simples, to nick a phrase from a well-known upright animal, or so one would have thought. Given the hours that most lawyers spend ensconced with their consultants and or their professional managers once a year discussing strategy, new dawn focus, at strategy away days, revisioning workshops, etc., you'd have thought that asking those questions of any one of the owners of a legal services business would elicit simple and focused answers. After all, understanding the basics of what it is that a business does, how and with whom and for whom, isn't rocket science. It doesn't have to be complex. There are techniques which help arrive at those conclusions. Okay, most lawyers aren't trained in those techniques, but they are sensible enough to realise that if they're trained to be lawyers, they can develop the technical skills necessary to run a business by going through a similar structured training and skills development process. I confess, I'm a lawyer by training and was in practice for years. I'm also a management consultant by training. Sometimes that is a tricky place to be. Other times the two sets of skills are so obviously able to be learnt at the same time and are even sometimes the same. So sometimes I have two hats, but increasingly they're becoming as one. But most of the time I inhabit a number of different sectors and employ a range of diverse skills, but many of which do coincide on the occasional day. So I'm always asking myself, of both my business firm beliefs and of various clients, what do you do, how do you do it, who do you do it for, and who do you do it with? As a lawyer, I'm in a world that has changed completely. Markets, legal entities from which to practice, competition in a form not envisaged even 5 years ago by some, who lawyers are in practice for is changing. Had I remained a lawyer, I may, like others, feel entitled to feel confused, to be unable to focus at any given moment on what law firms actually do in a rapidly changing world, let alone how it's done, as for whom it's done is even more tricky. One moment law firms employ all those they need to deliver the service, the next they outsource it. One moment they're in contractual relationships with a client and only need please that client, the next they have to take into account their client's own supply chain requirements and their own client's customers' requirements. For some lawyers, they do it for access to justice for all, for others they do it for those who can afford it, and never the twain might meet. No wonder, as a lawyer said at the event, we are punch drunk and have no idea what the future holds, so now who knows what we should do, how we should do it, and how we do it, who we should do it for and with. There's no point thinking about it. It's too confusing. Now, as a management consultant who, as I've said, works across at least two sectors and who's trained to take lessons from one sector and consider them in another, I have to say welcome to the world of business, as it has always been for many other sectors. And thankfully, many lawyers realise that there are actually opportunities here in the new world, and they are actually having some fun for the first time in decades, as one said to me, getting my fingers dirty with some real unknowns and running a business properly in a way that looks at risks, manages them, and then the adrenaline gets going. And this from a tax lawyer. Apologies to all tax lawyers. I think the PR relating to tax lawyers needs a bit of refocus. Once upon a time, I would have put a charity in the same room as a law firm partnership board, and it would have been a meeting of no minds, even though many lawyers sit on the boards of charities. Lawyers who once would not have done very much with a lot of money are now talking to charity professionals who once would have done an awful lot with very little money about the same issues. Changing markets and service offerings, so what we do, different ways of delivering those services, so how we do it, and a greater understanding and compliance with stakeholders' needs, so who we do it with and who we do it for, and greater learning and experience exchanges take place. These four questions focus minds. The clarity of answers come about when asked those four questions by those from another sector. So what I'm saying is every sector has to ask and always has asked what we do, how do we do it, who do we do it with and who do we do it for. But for some in the legal sector, that's still a new set of questions. Every sector has had to adapt the answers to those questions as the world around them changes. Some lawyers appear to be finding it unnerving to repeatedly ask those questions, let alone adapt them. Most sectors have learnt from other sectors because they've had to. The environment for them has constantly changed. Lawyers haven't had to change to the same extent and the same rate, so looking to other sectors to learn from hasn't really happened. But lawyers have more access to other sectors. They advise their clients, who are rarely from their own sector. So there is hope. Accept that legal services sector is a business like any other, and the four questions must be asked and answered. If you're in a business ownership or management role, skill yourself for that role. You will find it will enhance your ability to serve your clients as well as you understand their commercial needs and be able to anticipate them. Look outwards into other sectors. Speak with them. Learn from them. Become enthused by what they have done. As one delegate actually said at the end, when you put it like that, it's really rather exciting.